I think that my parents, you know, I'm the afterthought in the family, and I think they thought I was going to be a boy because there were already two girls and then a boy, and they thought the next one would be a boy. And so I was originally going to be called Dominic Thomas after my grandfather, my mother's father. And then I was a girl, so they were going to call me Dominica Thomasina.
My Lord.
And then somebody put their foot down. And then they were going to call me Nigella. That would have been complicated,
very
wouldn't
interesting,
it?
Interesting, yes.
Until my brother pointed out that the other name for Nigella is Love in the Mist.
Oh.
And that wasn't very suitable. And I don't know, in Nigella's case, it probably is quite suitable.
Yes. Funny how things work out, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. And then they were going to call me Verbena.
Hmm.
And finally, they blindfolded my mother and turned her loose in the library. And she pulled out Richardson's Clarissa. Thank God, because it was a folio edition, and where it stood was next to the Encyclopaedia Britannica. Say Britannica Dixon Wright.
Oh, you know? That would have been quite exceptional. Mind you, it's still exceptional. Do you know them all? Can you say it off
surely.
For me? Go on.
Clarissa, Teresa, Philomena, Aileen, Mary, Josephine, Agnes, Elsie, Trilby, Louise, Esmeralda. And Esmeralda is actually, I'm named because I was born in the Chinese year of the pig, was my father's favourite sow.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Talk about, you know, you've always got something to talk about at a dinner party, haven't
and
you?
And I tell you, when VAT came in, I put all my names on the VAT form, and it completely messed up the, in those days, I suppose, rather basic computer. So at one point, I had three separate VAT numbers, so I didn't actually pay any VAT. I just put the money in the bank. In those days, you got a decent rate of interest for about 2 years while they sorted it out.
I was going to say, how do you fill in a census form?